Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, and we are getting it in today. We're excited. It is Motivated Monday, and we got a special treat for y'all guys. We have two amazing authors in the building. I do want to let everybody know that we are live on location all the way from L.A., and we're getting it in, and we're excited about it. I do want to let you guys know, you can call in at 323-580-5749. Let's get it started.
One, two, three, four, 51, 52, 53, 54, 85, 82, 83, 84, 96, 97, 98.
I would walk for you.
Born and Raised, new stuff from John Mayer, Shadow Days.
But you find yourself alone, just like you found yourself before. Like I found myself in pieces on the hotel floor. Hard times have helped me see. I'm a good man with a good heart. Had a tough time, got a rough start. But it doesn't mean I didn't make it hard to carry on. Well, it sucks to be honest, and it hurts to be real. But it's nice to make some love that I can finally feel. Hard time.
You know you're sexy too. I like your attitude. I ain't even mad at you. Girl, you still my boo. Hey, what's up? This your boy, Mr. Butter Love himself, RL, one-third of NEXT. You know what it is. You're listening to the Nicki Rich Show. Butter, baby.
All right. Welcome back to the Nicki Rich Show. We are here live all the way from L.A. I do want to let you know we have a special guest in the building, and we have with us author Raquel Brown, and I'm excited to talk with her. And right now, with no further ado, we would like to welcome author Raquel Brown to the Nicki Rich Show. Welcome.
Thank you, Nicki. And not to make my husband.
How are you doing?
How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
I am so
honored.
So
oh, my
good.
God. Thank you.
I do want to let you know we are live here today out in L.A. We're getting it in today. So we're excited to have you.
Well, hello, L.A. And I am happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Most definitely. And I do want to say congratulations on all your success.
Thank you, Nicki. Thank you very much. It hasn't been easy, but thank you.
Ma'am, and I was just talking with you, you know, earlier. I said, you have amazing, extensive background, amazing background.
Well, you know, I am Jamaican. And so if you're Jamaican, you have to have at least 5 jobs. If you don't have 5 jobs, you're not a real Jamaican. So I guess I'm not qualified, right? But thanks.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm not Jamaican, but I at least got 5 jobs. I might got 10 jobs. I want to be like you.
Oh, my God.
But that is so awesome. And the thing about you is that you have really been doing it at a very, very young age. I mean, a very young age. And that's the thing. And you always had that, like, imaginary, you know, that
word
I would
that
say,
I came to.
Yeah. And just, you know, things that I would say emerge, you know, have that storytelling gift inside you, I would say.
Yes. Yes.
And
I've been blessed.
And I don't. Yes. Yes.
Or if you ask some people, cursed. You know, because it's interesting because I walk around every day with these words in my head. I'm like, Raquel, get it together. come back to Earth now, you know. So, you know, it's been quite interesting.
And another thing that I love too.
Long in Bellevue.
Yes. Another thing I love too is that we have something in common, and that's that background of law. Like, I'm the criminal justice, the law field, and the business. You have it all.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, she's in business. I'm in business. But yeah, that is that is one thing we have in common.
I was like, okay,
she's pretty cool, you know.
It is.
Alike, right? Yeah.
Most definitely. I do want to let everybody know that you attended the University of Miami, the School of Law.
Yes.
As well as you opened your own business and real estate law practice, as you also assistant professor at Megger Evans College.
And I'm not the dean of students at the the university of the the District of Columbia Business School.
Yes, a business law where you taught business law courses. So I mean, so much. And then, you know, also you assisted the dean of students. I'm telling you, we have so much in common of business and public administration. And I just want to let everybody know that, too, because, you know, not only are you pursuing your vision and your dream, but you are also, you know, educated. You know what you're doing. This is not just something like, you know, you're also getting the training and the education behind it, and you letting them know, this is, I know what I'm doing. This is how we do it.
You know, it's really, you know, it's really interesting, you know, that you said it, because I have been in higher education for about 13 years now, right? And so, you know, I've done the professor thing, I've done the, you know, the advisor thing, I'm not doing a student thing. I've also, you know, practiced law, you know, for 13 years. And it's really interesting, because even though you have, you know, you've gone to school, you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just to learn this skill, when your spirit is not home, it's still not home, you know. And then I find myself in this predicament where I'm like, Raquel, you have about $200,000 in student loans. You're going to do this whether or not you like it. You're going to do it and you're going to love it. But, you know, what happens is that, you know, you find yourself where your spirit is saying, I don't know about you, but I'm out. So you can stay here if you want, but, you know, I'm gone. And then basically what happens is that, you know, a body without a spirit is pretty much dead. So at the end of the day, you could go to law school and college and all that great stuff, you know, do everything that you're supposed to do. But if your spirit doesn't align with what it is you're doing, you will always be a, you will always find yourself as a prisoner within yourself. So the only time I find myself totally free is when I'm writing. So.
And you found your purpose, you know, and that is in writing. And how did you come about that, realizing, like, this is what I'm supposed to do? After all that you done went to college for, and I know you probably got your writing skills from all the papers.
So much? You have 200,000 student loans. You're going to practice law whether or not you like it. Okay. So basically how that works is apparently I've always had a passion for writing, but I just didn't know it. And my husband seemed to be the only one who had notice of it, right? And so he would say to me, Raquel, if you could just write me one novel, I would leave you alone, because he knew of my gift of storytelling. And it's interesting, because I always thought I had these people around in my head. And so he always said to me, you belong in a mental institution, because you walk around the place with all these people in your head, but you, you know, but come to find out, it was a gift, you know, that I had. And so it wasn't until he it wasn't until he came to me and he said, look, you have this thing and you really have to share with the world, you know, the information that I know. And at the time when he came to me, I thought he was just being, you know, a pain. So I said, okay, if I write you one novel, will you leave me alone? So, you know, I did this thing that just come, you know, natural to me. So I wrote this novel, and I said, and then he said, okay, how about novel number two? But the thing that caught my attention was when I started to get these reviews and folks were just like, oh, my God, there's this novel out. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, you know, like I'm actually doing this. And so, you know, I put two and two together. And then I discovered that this really is my purpose. It really is my calling. It's the one thing that I do that is stress-free. It is effortless. I write like I breathe. I don't have to think about it. You know, there's nothing to it. And so in life, once you have accepted who you are and your purpose on this earth, once, you know, things start to align, it just becomes easier. You just do it and you give God thanks for this gift that he has bestowed upon you. And, you know, and you hope that once you head to a certain place, he can use you on this platform to help, you know, transform lives and to inspire others to reach, you know, to reach for their dreams. Pretty much.
Thank you. God has brought us here today, Motivated Mondays. And, you know, like, I tell people this platform, he uses me to, you know, have this platform. It's all about you guys because, you know, without him, we would not be here. And we have well over 300,000 listeners, and you're being heard. You know, that's nobody but God. You know,
that is God. That is a
simple platform that you can have amazing people like yourself, you know, to be on here. It's truly beyond blessing, and that's motivational right there.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Thank you so much. Now, you know, it's really an interesting story how I came to be on your show. The scriptures talk about obedience is better than sacrifice. And, you know, it just so happened that my boss, he said to me one day, he said, Raquel, he said, I want you to move down to the first floor. He said, I want you to leave your office on the third floor, which is the dean's suite, right? And I want you to go to the first floor. The first floor is all professors. And I'm like, why am I going to the first floor? So I came home and I prayed to you because I pray about everything. And I said, okay, God, here's the deal. I am going to formally object in writing. If it is your will that you want me to move to the first floor, my boss is going to say, that's cute and all, you're still going to the first floor. Nikki, I wrote this thing, all logical. I explained everything why I should not move to the first floor. He's like, Raquel, that's cute, you're going to the first floor. Only to find out that my friend and one of my mentors, who I have known for over 2 years, came into my office one day, right? And he said, Raquel, how you doing? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm good. You know, I have this book, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he said to me, he said, there are two friends I want you to meet. To make a long story short, I received a phone call one night. I went to the friend's house. They asked me, you know, hey, Raquel, you know, I mean, it's nice to meet you. What do you do? I'm like, well, you know, I'm a lawyer, I'm a this and my that, I'm an awesome author. You know, so I told him, you know, the book I wrote, et cetera, et cetera. A couple days later, my phone rang, and it was from his friend. Now, he told me her name was Mel, right? So it's really weird because when she was introduced to me, she was introduced to me as Dr. Mack. I had no idea who Dr. Mack was at the time. Anyway, she called me. She's like, oh, you know, Raquel. I'm like, hi, Dr. Mack. She's like, you know, I'm really inspired by, you know, your story and how far you have come and, you know, and that you have made a decision to take a leap of faith. And not most people would have, you know, would have gone the journey that you have and have gone to law school and have all these loans and have decided that, you know, this is not for you. And she said to me, she said, I am going to help you. She has then become my mentor. She has a segment on the Steve Harvey Show. She was on the, you know, the movie, Code Here by Chris Rock, et cetera, et cetera. You know, she texts me every day, go author, you know, et cetera. And it's quite interesting because had it not been for her, I wouldn't have met my publicist, Collins, from Spencer Davis PR in Atlanta, who, through his efforts, brought me to your show. So I'm saying all this to say that in the end, obedience is much better than sacrifice, because had I not been obedient and do what I was supposed to do, I wouldn't have met Darian. I wouldn't have had Darian come to my office, who then would introduce me to Dr. Mack, who would have then introduced me to Collins, who have then introduced me to you. And so, you know, it just goes to show the power of God in that when he's speaking to you, you just have to move, because you never know what it is that he has in store for you. And so I'm just really
honored. I so agree. Amen. And I believe that. And that's how I feel. Like, no matter, like, I'm a striver and I'm an achiever, you know, and I don't let anything stop me. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Right. It's going to happen.
It happened today.
Exactly.
And I'm excited about it, you know. And we know that you have, we want to talk about deadly instincts. Tell everybody a little bit about that. And we know you've been getting rave reviews already.
Thank you, Nikki. Okay, so Deadly Instinct is about a undercover DEA agent who was assigned to take down the most elusive drug family in New York City, only to discover that he was a pawn in their deadly game the entire time. So the book is pretty much it's suspense thriller, it's action. We're in the process of writing the screenplay for the movie. So, you know, I'm just really honored that he has been getting reviews, you know, from, you know, Jamaica, Australia, and, of course, United States. And, you know, I'm just really humble that people have taken the time to read my work, you know, and to say, oh, my gosh, this is something. So that's my baby that I have birthed, as they say. So now I have two kids. I have my child and Deadly Instincts.
I want to read a few reviews already that you have already been getting from everywhere. And one is, I found this book entertaining, vivid, and I read like I was watching a movie. At times it was confusing because of the biases. I actually bought this book at a festival and met the author, who has a very charming personality. And she also said she will pass the book along to let others read it and know about it. And this is all the way from Texas as well. So that's one. And you can go to the website as well, RaquelBrownGaston.com. But one by David Dixon says, you're not only reading a book, but you're also watching a movie, and a heart-throbbing, fast-paced, edge off your seat, nonstop thriller. Be prepared to not be knocked off your feet. And that's just a few. And I've read from Amazon and the official website, so that's just a little bit of reviews, you know. And everybody has given it 5 stars, you know, and that is truly amazing. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, everybody, oh, you know,
number.
5 stars.
You. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for all your support and, you know, and everything out there. So,
you have reviews from people all over, not only from New York, from Texas, everywhere, you know. So that's pretty hot to know you all over.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's quite a humbling experience coming, from the mountains of my lovely island of Jamaica, and to see that that I have been able to reach folks across the globe, I still remain amazed at that. Sometimes I wonder, is it really me? You know. So I thank you for that.
You also know that you have an upcoming book event, the National Black Book Festival, Mystery and Thriller, you know, May the 21st. I think it's May the 21st through the 23rd in Houston at the Crown Plaza Hotel, as well as July the 15th through the 17th at the Harlem Book Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? I mean, that's where it was. Okay. But I know upcoming you got the National Black Book Festival, right, coming up?
Yes. Yes, that is
correct. Okay. And also, everybody can go and check you out. Now, if they wanted to purchase, they can just go straight to the website. Am I correct?
Right. So it's RaquelBraunGaston.com. So that's RaquelQuel. BraunGaston.com. And, you know, of course, it's at the usual Amazon, Barnes & Noble, et cetera. You know. So the one thing about my site, Nikki, is I have to say that if you want an autographed copy, besides coming to a book signing or a book fair, the best way to get that is from my site. The other sites don't give the option of receiving an autographed copy. You can only get that from my site. So that's Raquel BraunGaston with a C. And I have a book signing that is coming up at Sankofa Bookstore on May 18th in Washington, D.C. So I look forward to that.
Definitely. And we want to definitely shout out your team and Colin and everybody that made this interview happen tonight.
Thank you, Colin. Yes, ma'am, we do. You know, Nikki, there is someone that I really want to say thank you to. You know, it's interesting because how life works is that, you know, you have a destination, and then you have particular folks that are sent your way to take you to a particular part of your destination, and then they hand over the baton to someone else. And so I wanted to give a special thanks to Rosie Pepe Park because she was my very first publicist, you know, and then I went to her and, you know, I told her about Collins, et cetera. And she said to me, she said, Raquel, she said, as your friend, she said, I would never stand in the way of your success. And she said, you know, in life, we all have a responsibility to take someone to a certain location or a certain journey, you know, on their destination. And she said, I have taken you as far as I could take you. And now it's my turn to pass the baton over to Collins, who will then take you further. And so it's very rare that you find people in life who are your true friends, who will say, I have carried you as far as I could. And now it's my turn to pass over the baton to someone else who will carry you further along your journey. And so, you know, I just want to say thank you to my friend Rosie and my husband Jermaine and, you know, and Collins and more specifically my pastors who have introduced my God to me in a way that I have never experienced. You know, and, you know, it's interesting because on your life journey, you meet people who have left footprints on your heart and you hope that you have left footprints on theirs. And so throughout my career from students, you know, to colleagues, to, you know, to family, you have met so many people who have made a difference and an impact, you know, on your life, who have said, Raquel, you know, I can't do much, but I will stand by you. I will tell the next person about your book. You know, I will do this and I'll do that. And so it just goes a long way, and it means so much when people have taken the time, you know, to say a kind word and, you know, and to, you know, to send you a text. Like Dr. Mack, who is one of my biggest supporters, you know, she would send a text, you know, co-author or Darren, et cetera. And so I just want to say thank you for all those folks who have stood with me and who still stand by me, and to know that no man is an island, and I cannot do it without your support and without your love. You know, and I just want to say thank you so much, and thank you to you, Nikki, for allowing me to be, you know, to be on your show and to give me this platform to talk about my dreams and my book, etc. Thank you so much for that.
You are so welcome, and tonight it's all about you. And that's why we're here tonight, and we just thank you so much for stopping by to just to let everybody know about your novel and where you've been and where you're headed, and we're excited about it. And we just thank you so much.
Thank you. You're not going to ask me to sing, are you?
No.
So listen to your show, right? And usually at the end of your show, you ask for to sing something, right? Okay. I just wanted to know if you're going to ask me.
We always ask that you give a shout out to the Nikki Reese.
Okay. I'm going to try. Are you ready?
Are
you ready? Okay. Here we go. I'm going to try. Okay. So I'm going to put a disclaimer that I'm not a Grammy recipient, but I'm going to try. Okay. So I'm going to say, I want to thank the Nikki Reese Show. And I'm going to say, you know, that I thoroughly enjoy being on your show. I wish you success overflow. You know, the scriptures talk about, in Malachi, it talks about, you know, I will give you a blessing that you don't have enough room to receive it. So for your show, I wish that for you. I wish that all the desires of your heart will come to pass. And I'm going to try to sing one line, okay? I don't know how great I'm going to sound, but I'm going to try. Are you ready? Are you ready, Nick? Okay, here we go. I love the Nikki Reese Radio Show. How was that? You should say,
thank
that
you.
Was great, Raquel. That's what you should say.
Thank you so much.
I'm not going to get a Grammy anytime soon. I'm going to stick to writing.
I love it, though. I love it. See, this is what it's all about.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Most definitely. And I do want you to know that this is on iTunes after the show, okay? So you might get a Grammy.
Okay. I put a disclaimer, okay, so it's there. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Nikki,
and
thank you all for listening.
Thank you so much. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
And God bless you as well, Nikki.
And thank you so much. And I hope you stay tuned for our next special guest. And it's going to be an amazing guest. We got author Asa Levitz in the house, so stay tuned, okay?
I sure will.
Thank you so much. God bless. And right now we're getting ready, guys, for our next guest. You were just listening to author Raquel Brown. Now we're getting ready for Asa Levitz. So here we go, Gabe Under the Light.
Until the morning, 'cause I love.
when I move my feet.
When I move my feet, yeah. The flashing of lights makes me wanna dance like this forever.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, broadcasting live from L.A. We got a special treat for you right now. We got the author, Why I Won't Hire Black People, in the house tonight. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome Asa Levix. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Nikki?
I'm good. We're glad to have you here.
So am I.
We're so pumped up. And, you know, I want to first start off by saying congratulations on all your success.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Yes, you have really, really just been making some moves and really working out there. And I love your grind. You have really, really been working hard out there. So, you know, I had to commend you.
Well, Nikki, you grind just as hard, and they always say, grind like no one else so you can live like no one else.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, my social networks are blowing up right now. I'm telling you, you got my LinkedIn. You got my Twitter.
Of course.
Everything is going crazy. But we're here tonight just to get a little bit of background about Asa and talk about why I won't hire black people. So first off, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right.
We get to know Asa.
Okay. Well, all followers of the Nikki Rich Show, all over 300,000 of you all, again, this is Asa Levix. I'm from Oklahoma, Oklahoma City to be exact. So Thunder up. I'm definitely in all about the playoffs right now. Kevin Durant, hoping everything goes well with that. Grew up, came from the east side of Oklahoma City originally, H Street Departments to be exact. Then moved to suburbia after that. Went to Oklahoma State, graduated from University of Oklahoma, enlisted to the military about 12 years ago, had great experience with that, combat veteran, seen a lot of potential and opportunity come my way with corporate America and being a business owner. I mean, I've done everything from being a factory worker, taking away textbooks, of course, flipping burgers at Mickey D's, Taco Bell, Sonic, hostess at Denny's, go-go dancing. I'm telling you, I can tell you all about getting hired at whatever level you want to do, modeling included. Right now, just working on a couple books. This one, Why I Won't Hire Black People. This is definitely one of them. And, yeah, looking forward to a great future.
Now tell us, why I won't hire black people? Where did you get that concept from?
All right, so how the Why I Won't Hire Black People started. It actually started at a conversation. If you are in the military, you probably know something called American Corporate Partners. And what that does is it helps veterans actually meet with people in corporate America to try to, you know, get them on the road to success. And so we have luncheons and all that. So I had a mentor through that program, and he knows an older white gentleman, and we were talking, and I was talking about everything that I was doing and everything that I was up to at that point. And he just stopped me for a moment. He just said, so where are the rest of you? I'm like, I don't quite understand what you mean. He said, well, where are the rest of you? I mean, you're young, you seem driven, and you're black, and I just don't see the rest of you. And, of course, at that time, I was living in Southern California, and actually still living in Southern California. I live in Temecula now. However, that was taking place in Pasadena. And I had to think about that. Where are the rest of us? We know in the military, you go to certain briefings, you look around, you're the only, you know, black officer, black higher enlisted personnel at the briefing room. You go to a corporate meeting, a budget meeting, you look around the table, it might be you and maybe one other person, and I had to think about that. And then I started thinking about my business career and how I've owned businesses. I've owned a daycare center, janitorial company, and so what happened? Why didn't I hire as many black individuals as I could have if they were qualified? And that's the issue. Well, that's one of the issues. So I started thinking about all the reasons why I personally don't hire black people. And then I started thinking about why other black people don't hire black people. Because it's not just in corporate America. Meaning you go to the black side of town, yes, you get your hair done, but do you really get your taxes done there? And so all of that definitely brought it to this.
That is truly amazing. That is amazing. And I know you've really been getting some great feedback from that.
Yes. I've had a couple Twitter beefs, I guess, if you want to call that. However, I don't, I do not engage myself in those, but I've had a lot of people definitely come to me in not so positive fashion about the title because they don't understand what I'm doing. But today, because we're inundated with, you know, reality TV and certain housewives and basketball wives and all this love and hip hop and all of this type of things, and children, teens, young adults, as well as those 30 and under, you're inundated with that every day, all day long. And so people aren't reading as much as they used to. I know that you you actually volunteer with America Read, so I know you understand that issue with the reading problem that we have. So my thing is, with the book, I understand that time is of the essence and it's valuable. And I also understand that we as black people don't always read as much as we could. They always say, if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book.
But you know what? I'm starting to see a rise in that. I think it's right now it is. A lot of people are reading more, and I really do think a lot of people are writing more, and so more people are reading right
yes,
now.
Yes, and I'm happy about that too. I'm very happy about that. However, you know, it's still in certain parts of this pockets of this country. You know, we still have issues with people not reading. Actually, you know, high rates of illiteracy and all of that. So, and them actually wanting to pick a television over a book. And so, if you have a title such as mine, Why I Won't Hire Black People, you may become a little bit more interested than you were with the other titles. They are great. This is not the first book about this topic. Dr. Randall Pickett, he wrote Black Faces in White Places, and he was the first black person to run The Apprentice with Donald Trump. However, when you get that book in the library, it doesn't spark your interest initially. So my thing was, I wanted to reach those that actually will benefit from the book, actually will read the book, and cause a little controversy in the meantime.
That's true. And that's what you want. And you want them talking.
I do. I do. I do. Because my thing is, we have, and there's so many other types of books that that any one of us could be reading. And it's just time to give back a little bit. Because my issue that I've seen hiring people myself is that people don't know the basics. You're from South Carolina. You went to Silver Springs Baptist Church there. And I have, and both of my parents were pastors. So certain things that you can learn, even in Sunday school, just you know, how to come to an interview the proper way, you probably learned that going to a church or someone, you know, pulled you aside after service to give you a little feedback. A lot of those core concepts are not done in that type of way anymore. And so my thing is, in the book is not to demean anyone, and I want to make sure that everyone understands that. Why I won't hire black people is not to be demeaning. However, there are issues that have to be addressed. Issues like the whole, we'll just take the whole
like your cover. And your cover is very, like,
right.
The pants hanging
down. Yes, it's in your face. And I have to, and I do have to exaggerate why I won't hire black people at that point, because the fact of the matter is, when I was a program manager for a Fortune 500 company, I've had that experience. I've had a young black individual come to my office reeking of gasoline, pants, well, Dickies, sagging, and giving me excuses of why he was an hour late. This happened to me. This is not some far-fetched fairy tale. This is happening every day. And if I can experience it on my level, I know others are also experiencing it as well.
And it's not cool, you know, and those are things that should be addressed, you know, and you can't come to work like that.
No.
You can't come with your pants. No. I mean, you got to hit to the T, you know, your pants
exactly.
Hanging down. You can't come, you can't get a job like that, you know, image
right.
Is everything.
It is, and I want people to take pride. That's a lot of it, too, okay. Just not taking pride in what we used to do.
Have you been able to, you know, encourage those young ones out there and speak at different, I would say, events or venues?
Yes, I personally have. And I never allow, just because I say that I witnessed that does not mean that I do not impart feedback into that individual. Even my own cousins, I've had for instance, about 6 months ago, I had a conversation with a cousin, and he was telling me that he wanted to be a chef. However, he had a couple of names designed in his head from the local barber. Now, I'm all about creativity. However, if you're trying to break in on a new path and you're trying to be a corporate chef and let people hire you, you don't want your appearance to overshadow your professionalism and what your actual skill set is.
Well, what if it was something you did in the past and, you know, now you're trying to make that change? You know, like how you...
Are you, like,
you
tattoos
know, you
or... Right. So, right. If you've made those kind of mistakes, then do everything you can. You know, God forbid you didn't put the tattoo on your face, but... if you put it all over your body, then I would just ask that, you know, you wear the appropriate clothing to cover that up. And the thing about also with that is that people take that a step further and they say that you are becoming whitewashed or you are adhering to the standards of white America. We have to know something. 70% of all corporate jobs are held by white America. So therefore, the whole term conservative is what is normal and adhere to. And so if we can't, since they are the people that actually run the organizations, we have to adhere to a certain set of rules. Now, that does not mean that you need to be ashamed of anything about you. I am not suggesting if you are natural to go get your 7-inch yakky jet black. That is not what I am suggesting. However, what I am suggesting is that you can do what you need to do to get you a job, to get yourself in a position. And while you're in that position, as you grow higher, you make it easier for the next person. So, for instance, people have to remember that you are making sacrifices for those to come after you. So, therefore, I might love natural hair, and I personally do, but I understand that a certain corporation and all that, that's not looked at in a positive manner. So what I will do is I will elevate myself through dedication and hard work and arriving on time and speaking not out of turn and not going off on people and not suggesting that just because I'm black, I get some kind of reparation by proxy by having an attitude with everybody in the break room. And I do what I need to do to get to a certain level so that I can hire that young black woman from Spelman College or University of Oklahoma to get in the position she would like to get into, because I pay the dues by adhering to a certain standard, so maybe she doesn't have to be judged so stringently.
And we all have our standards that we uphold, you know, like I do for the radio and like yourself, you know, being a program, you know, manager and director. You know, we all have our certain standards that we uphold, and it's okay, you know, to be your own person and what you believe in. You know, a lot of times mm-hmm. we down one another because we are an individual. You're a leader. You know, you stand for what you know and what you believe in, you know, and not following
right.
somebody else.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
mm-hmm. Very much so. Even with even with you, Nikki, I want to say definitely your ability to be hired, because, you know, you're in another business, of course. Of course, you're not in corporate America, but, I mean, you're the Nikki Rich. Like, you're Nikki Rich. But still, you had to do
yes.
things that weren't that other people weren't doing at your level,
mm-hmm.
Your caliber. When I went to your website, I was impressed. You had qualitative,
yes.
quantitative data that proved who you were, why you were marketable, just the image of what you can represent, and the fact that you even had or knew what a vision statement was, knew that I had to do everything I had to do to get on the Nikki Rich Show.
And that's why we have you here, because I'm going to tell you, we're so glad to have you here and just everybody that I'm gonna tell you, everybody that we have on our show is nobody but God, and it's amazing. You know, even sometimes you feel like you're running around like a chicken, but God
yeah.
brings the people to you. You know, and the thing about it is we truly have some amazing people like yourself. It's motivational here tonight. Motivated Mondays, and you know, and like I tell everybody, we're broadcasting live right now from LA, and it's truly a blessing just to have you on and tell, you know, your story, and everybody's learning about you, Asa, and it's amazing because you are young and you're out here working, and it's hard, you know, when you're pursuing your vision and your dream, but you're doing it. And just to have that foot step, you know, that where you, like, I want to do this, I'm going to write this book, I'm going to write this novel, and I'm going to step out on faith, and you did it, and you're doing it, and you're still making, you know, making your way out there. You know, you're just making mm-hmm. moves.
<That's>, yes.
That means
every
a
day.
Lot, you know.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, definitely.
Yes, and out there, you know, anybody, I recommend them to go purchase your novel as well, you know. Now, if anybody wanted to purchase your novel, what could they go through?
Actually, the book will be available in 3 weeks everywhere. Everywhere that you think
well,
you can
you
buy
have
a book,
any...
it will be available.
Yes. Will you have any upcoming tours, any events
yes.
that you would like to?
Sure. Actually, for Why I Won't Hire Black People, we'll actually be at the Javits Center in New York City, May 30th through June 1st, and that's the Book Expo of America. So we'll definitely be there. We'll take a break over the summer because the other book that I have, 365 Erotic Reasons Why I Love You, which is currently sold on Amazon, the paperback will be released of that book, and we wanted to get that out for the people. And then in the fall, we'll start the HBCU Soul Food Tour around America to make sure that we get this book in the hands of those that need it. And in conjunction with that, we're also working definitely hard to make sure we get this in the hands of those brothers and sisters that some of us have forgotten in the prison system. So I want to make sure that the prisons have the book, because why I won't hire black people, that's something that those people need in their rehabilitation process. So if definitely working on that. Also in the fall, we'll be relaunching the children's book called Today Tastes Like Happy, and that's actually a children's book. And what that's for, because I know that people think I'm being hard on black people right now because of the title, Why I Won't Hire Black People. So I made the children's book to try to instill a sense of purpose, drive, and just a sense of worth into us, our brown-skinned children. And so that's the purpose of Today Tastes Like Happy, and that'll be available this fall as well.
I'm going to tell you, everybody, when they see that title, they're going to read it. They're going to want to read it. And you know, you're making a change in somebody's life. You know, they might have their thoughts at first, you know, just from the title, but they have to get the full effect. You have to read it, you know. So,
right, exactly.
To understand why I won't hire black people, and just listening to you, you know, you have a amazing concept, and why you know, have these thoughts that you're sharing with us. And
yeah.
You know, it's truly amazing, like I said, to hear from another person, you know, and their thoughts and opinions on things. And you know, somebody out there that's listening in, you might motivate. You never know. You know, somebody out there, you know, might feel the exact same way. And, you know.
Exactly.
It's people out there, you know, like, I mean, you just have to read it to understand
mm-hmm.
it. You can't just go by the title or just, you know, that's like looking at a sign, you know.
Right.
You definitely
want to read.
Yeah, you got to read it. And, you know, we're just so excited to have you here tonight and to share it with us. And, you know, 3 weeks away, we're going to continue to pump it out and let everybody know, you know. And this right here tonight interview is on iTunes, too, after the show. So we're going to continue to promote it and let everybody know that they can go purchase it and everything
and
that you got going. Yes, most definitely. And everything you got going on, please keep us up to date, you know.
Yes, I will. I definitely will. And I have to thank you for being just so professional and just keep me updated. Because, listeners, I'm telling you, if you just deal with Nikki Rich, just even people that want to promote your business, this is the person to talk to. She never left me out in the cold. She never did me dirty, and of course, when you're promoting anything that you yourself care for, it's important that someone takes what you have and treat it with the care that you meant it to be, that you meant it for. And I just want to thank you definitely for that. For your listeners, just know if you can definitely find Asa Laveau, just put it in Google, everything will come up. All the books, Why I Won't Hire Black People.com is definitely there. You can find Why I Won't Hire Black People on LinkedIn. The professional social network, Twitter, Pinterest, and on Facebook. Just put in the search menu, Why I Won't Hire Black People, and we will definitely come up. And Nikki, again, thank you for everything.
Also, we're going to be featuring you on our site, so it should be up within, I would say, 24 to 48 hours as well. We always feature our guests and our authors, so we're going to be featuring you on our site as well, so that everybody can know a little bit about Asa.
All right.
And our little
sounds good.
Wall of Fame with our authors. So.
Okay.
And I love it, you know, and that's what it's all about, you know, because we want everybody to know what's going on, and that's what this whole platform is all about, you know.
Thank you.
Most definitely. And, you know, we can't leave because we always ask our guests to give us a shout-out.
Of course.
And we'll play
I have to shout-out the Nikki Rich Show. Yes, okay. Yes, the Nikki Rich Show endorsed totally, 100% by Asa Lavoe, author of Why I Won't Hire Black People, author of 365 Erotic Reasons Why I Love You, and author of Why Today Tastes Like Happy. The Nikki Rich Show, nothing else compares to it.
Well, thank you so much, and we're going to be displaying that as well throughout our shows, you know, that we have. So you might hear your shout-outs.
I look forward to it.
Yes, and we will definitely inform you and let you know. You know, like I said, we always feature our guests, so everybody can go to NikkiRichShow.com and check it out. And again, we're so thankful that you are a part of the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you so much.
Most definitely. And I do want to tell everybody, it's Motivated Mondays. We're here live with Asa Lavoe. And we just thank you again. And we're going to wind things down here at the Nikki Rich Show. It's Motivated Mondays. We thank everybody for tuning in. And we only bring on the best guests. And tonight we have had the best. And, again, we welcome y'all back. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, as well as at Nikki R Show. And go to NikkiRichShow.com for any more information. Email us, TheNikkiRichShow@gmail.com, if you want to be a part of The Nikki Rich Show. And, Asa, I'm so excited about your movement and keep doing what you're doing. And we always end by saying to all of you that we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless. God bless you all. Thank you, Asa. And thank you as well, Ms. Raquel Brown, for being our guest tonight. God bless you all.